Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. I mean that sincerely. I really appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you are here with me. You know, Sonya Schmidt joins us in just a few minutes, and always appreciate her time, and I know you're looking forward to hearing for what she has to say. You know, I'm just going to kick it off with, I don't know if you saw the, every major newspaper in Hawaii was giving, for lack of a better term, kudos to President Biden and Mrs. Biden for showing up and being so empathetic and just being so nice and seeming to care about them. And what I really find interesting about all of this is when you talk to the when you actually talk to the people in Hawaii, when you actually interview the people on the street, as you saw the wonderful warm welcome that Joey got. I mean, really, seriously, it was great. You talk to the people on the street, they go, "No, too little, too late. Not interested in what you have to say. You didn't care about us for days after all of this. FEMA is not rolling out help there. $700 a person. Give me a break. We give more money to other countries, more of our tax money to other countries, than we give to our own people. Is that proper? Is that right? I mean, these people are paying taxes. They're American citizens. We can't help our own. Are you seriously? You know what I'm saying. You know what I mean. And people, it's getting old. When are you going to do something about it? But just to prove to you that they do have the newspapers, that they do have the media in their pocket, even if you're not on, quote-unquote, our side of the aisle. If you can't pay attention, if you can't tell what's going on, the issues that they're having, the things that they're going through and having, man, I don't know what to tell you. You are either comatose, you're living in an alternate universe. I don't know. I'm irritated because again, they keep saying these things, they keep pushing these things that just flat out aren't true. And some people, I won't say all, some people are buying it. You know, can you imagine if a Republican president had the response that Joe Biden has had between the train wrecks, these natural disasters? If it was a Republican, what do you think would happen? Yeah, they would want him to resign. They would want him impeached. There wouldn't be anything. There wouldn't be anything or any place as a Republican that you could hide. They would want blood. And yet Joe B., who doesn't even, frankly, didn't even know where he was, fell asleep during the memorial. Can we just be honest about it? In the immortal words of Joan Rivers. Can we talk here? And I go a little further than that. With all this going on, and exactly happened what I told you would happen. Seriously. Donald Trump, after his picture was taken, Donald Trump turned it into a PR moment. And I think it's great. He turned it on them. Big time. Which is exactly, which I said he would do it. I expected him to do it. I guess he got my phone call and he did it. Seriously. But he's the master of media, master of marketing. You would think they would have figured this out by now. You would think they have the brain cells or the understanding that he's going to take whatever you throw at him and he is going to turn it around. He's going to turn it on you. Really, seriously. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, it's gotten to the point, people are so afraid to say anything for being ridiculed by their neighbors or friends or what have you. And I think Fox News did and you can't even say anything because you already know they're going down this road. In a real weird presentation brought forward by Fox, a California hospital executive and professor has spouted some real bizarre claims. He suggested that children, oh God, can identify as mythical creatures. Diane Entsesaft, I guess is her name, a proclaimed feminist. She's an advocate for the gender revolution. Whatever the heck that means. Her role is research in pediatric gender-affirming care. Right? She somehow holds the title of the Director of Mental Health and Chief Psychologist at UCSF, Children's Hospital, Gender Development Center. I'm going to talk about this with Sonia. I ain't letting this go. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Get a lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
There we go. Got to press the right button. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved. Get engaged. You know, get informed. Get something so that we can, you know, truly, truly, truly make a difference. Because a lot of you, you really don't understand that if you don't have the information, right, we lose. Because you sound like a Republican AOC. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Anyhow, here's someone who could never sound like AOC. She's way too smart for that. Sonia Smith joins me, as she does every week, my co-host on Fridays. And Sonia, How are we doing? Oh, God, where are we doing?
We are not in a good mood.
What you mean we? I'm fine.
You said, how are we doing? So I answered in kind.
Yes,
we
you did. Okay.
We are, like, irritable. I haven't eaten in, well, I'm on a fast. This is the day 4 of a 5-day fast. It's a medical fast, so it's not like I've gone total water. But it's like today I had 700 calories. Tomorrow I think I get 800. So,
what's that about?
Because it, you know what it does? It sends you, your body into something called, and I'm going to mess up this word, autophagy. And that is your cells, your old yucky bad cells eating themselves up. And rejuvenating and resetting and turning into good ones. They're doing this a lot with cancer patients. And it's had a lot of success. But it don't make you happy. I'm sure you go like, I don't know.
I'd be looking at this going, wait a minute, you want me to stop eating to get healthy? I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused here.
That's kind of true, because a lot of what we eat makes us unhealthy, so...
Stop it. I'm sorry.
So I'm going to be irritable, especially with all the stuff that's going on in the political world this week, and I can't even look at it sometimes.
Look at Joe Biden went to... I thought it was great. When Donald Trump went to Georgia to, quote-unquote, turn himself in... when you saw what was going on and what have you, they were cheering, they were telling me they loved him, and
sure.
And the whole, right, you saw that, right, and the whole nine
yeah.
yards.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm sorry, but I thought that was great. And
don't be sorry.
No, I just thought it was great. And I saw these people, and we love you, and they had the sign. Then you see Joe Biden goes to Hawaii, right? I don't know if you saw the procession there. But they were flipping him off. They were swearing at him. Yelling at him. They were telling him to go home. And I just joked about it. Some people got mad at me. I said, this guy got how many votes? Seriously?
Right.
You know?
And they expect us to believe it. That's what, again, I bring up every week. That's what gaslighting is. What are you going to believe? Your lying eyes or what the leftist media, your leftist friends, your leftist family tell you? I bet you don't know 10 people that voted for Joe Biden.
No.
I mean, I mean, in your circle, not people you work with, because you know they're a bunch of, you know, lefties. I'm talking about, I don't know. Do you ever see a Biden Harris sticker on your car, on a car when you're driving? Do you ever
no,
see?
No, and I think if you did see one today, they would have already ripped it off.
I think so, too. My sister's so oblivious. She probably still has them all over hers. She's the only person I know that has. She still has her Obama, what's his name? What's the old dude's name? So some people just are, you know, they're useful idiots, and I don't say that to be insulting. I just say, but it's a true thing. It's a real thing. They forgive them for they not know what they do. You know?
No, I'm not forgiving them. I'm sorry.
Okay, we won't. I won't.
I mean,
I'm going to do what you do.
How? How can you look? They see what's going on. They see what's happening. And I was going to get to was the Hawaiian newspapers. 4 major newspapers in Hawaii, right? Talked about how the people thought he did such a great job, and
see?
God bless him for coming out here, and all this garbage. I had to go throw up before the show started.
You can't say they know, they see. They don't know, and they don't see. When you have media in Hawaii, of all places, not telling the truth, that's a big problem.
Yeah. Well, one of my buddies told me that he said, we'll have Hawaii voting Republican here shortly, and I said, no, actually you won't.
They don't
because
learn.
Everything's been so hidden.
Mm-hmm.
We're still the bad people. We always
mm-hmm.
will be the bad people.
Yeah.
And it's like what's happened here in California. They have so sold that narrative that we're terrible, nasty, rotten people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They scare me.
How come they have a picture of me up?
Because that video just went dead. Not you, but from that computer.
What?
What are you doing? Are you staring at yourself again?
I worked on my hair for 4 hours today.
Well, that doesn't mean it won't come back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Half the time, I wish my camera would die on my face. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I watch to make sure I've got the good angle and the whole bit.
I do my best to get the best angle I can on you.
Yeah, well, you know what? And you mentioned it before I came on about Biden falling asleep at the memorial, whatever. I'm not sure what that was. It wasn't a service.
It was a memorial service.
Oh, no.
You know, I mean, he's sitting there at the table, and, you know, they're all sitting around, and, you know, at least he's further back, so he's not front and center. And they're doing the services and stuff, and here's the guy, his head bobs down.
He's not.
Out cold, bobs back up a little bit later, and you're saying to yourself, my God, where is his staff?
That's true. They should have an electric prod on him at all times.
Little neck thing that they could give a little zap here and there.
Right. But it truly, yeah, you know, it truly is Weekend at Bernie's. They've been saying that for a long time, but he is really, truly Weekend at Bernie's. And to do it at that moment, at that particular ceremony, was just...
Oh, terrible.
I like laughing at Biden. It never gets old watching him trip and fall and can't find his way off stage and shake hands with invisible people. But I'm telling you, that was just beyond. That was too much.
Well, he did it. He did it when the military men came back in caskets. Remember, he looked at his
That's
watch.
That's right. He looked at his watch.
And not a word from the left. Not a word from the media. Not a word from the left. Can you imagine if Trump even sneezed in the wrong direction at one of those services? They would
possibly, but they don't even know that that's inappropriate. I am convinced.
Really?
That they care so little about the military that it would not have. They wouldn't have even noticed that he looked at his watch. Remember when Obama tossed the rose down and kept talking at a memorial? I think it was Veterans Day or Memorial something. Veterans Day service.
All right, we got to go for a break. Be back in a minute, right. People. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. And yes, the camera's not working, so you get to see her. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A new Rutgers Ipsos poll suggests GOP voters may be more open to Ron DeSantis following the first Republican debate.
The poll, taken 2 days after the primetime debate in Milwaukee, found that around half of the Republicans who followed the event were more inclined to a bid from the Florida governor. DeSantis has been running a distant second to former President Trump in current polls for months. I'm Brian Shook.
Recent Canadian wildfire smoke is blamed for a major jump in asthma-related trips to the emergency room. The CDC says researchers found that ER visits were 17% higher than usual in areas where wildfire smoke enveloped the region, triggering air quality alerts between April and August. That included Delaware, D.C., Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, and Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. I'm Brian Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Welcome back to the Joe Messina Show. Joe Messina, our little trick isn't working with the headphones. If you were playing music, I wasn't hearing it.
Well, you're hearing it now?
No.
What are you talking about?
Joe Messina is trying to trick me. He asked... Oh, wait, I heard something.
We'll
see, he asked me to bring us in, and I think, you know what? It's just... It's a man's way of sidetracking, of sidelining the woman on the show. That's what this is. This is what do you call it?
I knew that was coming. I knew we'd end up having a fight at some point.
It doesn't roll off my tongue like if I were on the left. Something about male
misogynistic something or other.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you're doing it. Whatever it is, you're doing it, doggone it. Weren't you talking about something about... feminists.
Was I talking about something? I'm always talking about something, okay?
You were talking about something about feminists and men and...
Well, yeah, there's a professore who says that trans kids identifying as mythical creatures is a real gender revolution.
What?
And if this doesn't tell the trans community, if this doesn't tell people outside the trans community how crazy, how far these people have gone... There's no hope for them, right?
Well, there was no hope for them before this, but this is a professor. This is a teacher, right? You're saying?
Yeah, a professor. Yeah.
Wow. And she should not be around children.
I think she needs to be. Maybe she needs her own help. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, she does. I know some real wacky. I went to see one of my daughter's counselors one day, and let's just say she hadn't missed any meals. I'm just going to put it like that. And the book on her desk was "When Food Is Your Only Friend," and I'm like, you know what? I can't. I just can't. I'm not going to talk to this woman about my job.
She believes in what's called the gender hybrids. And
this woman,
gender
okay.
Minotaur, which is, if you look at the Encyclopedia Britannica, it calls a minotaur, and it's from the Greek mythology, having the body of a man and the head of a bull.
Head of
a,
yeah.
You look at this, and say, how does that pertain to children? How do these people, why isn't there somebody smart in the room, or who's got two brain cells rubbed together, excuse me, what papers are you citing? What scientific whatever are you citing? And since truly science has always said, different species cannot mate and produce. Let's start off that way, right? I mean, we all learn that in science. A whale couldn't mate with a lion and produce a something. Not going to happen.
Well, but she probably strongly believes in the world of fantasy, and the world of fantasy should be. I'm not making this up. My sister is a part of this sort of belief, and the world of fantasy should be a welcomed and open exercise for children, no matter how factually inaccurate it is. So I don't know if she's embracing her inner fairy, but don't expose. I mean, take your children out of those schools, people. Get them away from those teachers.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I've been telling people that, even though I'm part of that system.
I know, I hate to say that.
And I say it all the time. I say, look, if you are afraid that your children are being hurt and you can't make a change because of those legislative goons up in Sacramento, pull your kids out. If you really love your kids and you're fighting from the way you say you are, and I'm not telling you to give up, but, I mean, frankly, do you leave them in the middle of the storm while you try to figure out how to fix it?
Exactly. Right, you're trying to pull up your umbrella while the kids stand in the middle of the storm. And I'm totally in favor. I think that they should all fight, whether they pull their kids or not. Just continue to go to those board meetings, fight. There was a big rally this week in my church, Chad, up in Sacramento.
Yep.
You got to do those things because it's not going to change on its own. You see how far everything is going. We were told, that if we just embrace gayness, which who didn't? People who were gay. If we didn't affirm.
Wait a minute. Just take a pause for 1 second. What Christian, true Christian friends of yours, that went out and beat on, swore at, did all kinds of nasty things to the gay community?
I don't know any.
That's right. I don't either.
However, when last week, when our prior president, it was discovered that he has fantasies, had fantasies about men, they shushed it. They he didn't even come out and address it. I thought that was their moment of going, yeah, you know what, that's right. That's right, I'm the man fantasizing president.
Now, phone call went out and said, when that hit, keep your mouth shut. Okay? His older brother came out, 2 months, 6 weeks ago in an article.
Oh, really?
And said he was gay. He's always been gay.
Everybody's known it. Unfortunately, Joan Rivers said it, and there's questions about if that was okay. But the fact of the matter is they say they like one thing, and that we should all embrace it, and that we're just awful heathens because we didn't embrace it. And then, like you said, what Christian do you know that didn't? We all have gay people in our family. There are gay Christians. We're not going to go against God's word, but we didn't run it.
We're not called to hate on these people.
No, and nor did I see it. Yeah, nor did I see it. Again, who are you going to believe, us or your lying eyes?
The left thinks that if you don't agree and or affirm, then you're a hater, right?
Right. That's what they think.
Yeah.
And how do you... And it's getting so ridiculous. So a kid or a person or someone can choose to be a minotaur, and we're supposed to go, oh, hi, Minnie. Right. Welcome. Yeah. Come on in. Would you like human food or bull food today?
We have lost our minds.
And we're too scared to say no.
Yes. You are so correct.
Just back off with the crazy. And, one of my daughter's friend's kids, if you can follow that line, respectfully refer to my daughter as they. And my daughter said, no, we're not they. I'm a she, I'm a her, I am me. You can call me by my name like you've been doing your whole life. But she goes to one of these progressive schools where they don't want to be disrespectful. So they just, I guess they cover the gamut with the gay.
If the women and others like that would open their mouth and say, wait a minute, you don't want to be disrespectful, then why are you calling me anything other than she?
Other than she.
Right? Be respectful and call me what I am.
Right. But they don't know who they are. I had the fun. Do I have a second here to tell you about a really funny phone call I got?
Yeah, you have 2 seconds. Yeah.
Okay. I got a really funny phone call the other day from a person whose name I will not mention. He is a very high up television producer, right? He's I won't go any farther than that. But somehow he's been living in a cave because he called me up and said, what is this business about women no longer being women, but cis females assigned at birth. I was like, where have you been? He works in a very hip industry, right? And in fact, one of the stars of his show was trying to get him to call her they. And he said, I just wasn't getting it. I was kind of so slow with it. She just gave him a pass. But he didn't understand it. And I told him that, you know, men can have babies now. They're saying that men can. He goes, no, they can't. And this guy votes Democrat. This guy is, I wouldn't call him a leftist, but he's certainly not on the right. He calls me a commie. But he didn't, he goes, no, men cannot. He goes, I flunked out of junior college, but I know enough to know about X and Y chromosomes. It's not possible. And I said, baby, you just have to get with the program. I'm trying to help you. Men can have babies.
He must have thought you were just, you know, just really playing with him.
He has heard it now. In fact, there was going to be somebody on the show that he's producing, and she got in big trouble for saying that men are men and women are women, and this show was going to cancel her, and he didn't understand why. He just didn't. Like all of us who haven't, you know, can you imagine if somebody had dropped in from another planet or wherever and they're hearing this crap for the first time? It doesn't make. It was just so sweet and so innocent.
I got it from. You can't hear that music.
I can hear something.
You hear bumping? That must be music. That must be a dancer. Joe, senior host, be back in a minute. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Hey, every time I hear that intro, I want to get me a top hat and cane and the whole, you know, tails of the whole nine yards. You know what I'm saying? Joe Messina, co-host, always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to Joe Messina Show. Let me bring on Sonia Schmidt, my co-host on Fridays. We always have a, I believe we always have a good time, and it is Friday. We should be having a good time anyhow, right?
Should be, and I think, in honor of that, you should be wearing a top hat and tails.
Yeah, let me just put it this way. You know, you remember the penguin from Batman?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Look, can I leave it there, or do I have to go out?
All right, now okay.
I'd look like an Italian penguin, even though I don't even know what those look like. So, anyway, whatever. All right, can there ever be a such thing as a too white sports team?
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. So can I say this too? Is this such thing as a two black basketball team?
No. I'm practicing wow. I'm practicing for my black victim card.
You're trying to get your black card back?
Getting my black card back.
People, so. I got to find that sound bite. Years and years ago, you were like, yeah, when I registered as a Republican, they took away my black card.
So they took it right out my hand. Minute I walked out of the voting booth.
Yeah.
Won't be needing that.
But you, this is your story. You want to do it? Or you want me to do it?
Oh, you're talking about the women. I thought you were talking about the cyclists. Let's see if I can.
Well, no, I'll do the bicyclists next. But I want to start off with this one because
let's see if I can.
This is kind of funny.
It.
Somebody's complaining. Let's put it this way, not to be rude, but I'm sure there's no man complaining about this. Okay, this is an English women's soccer team. They're criticized for having too many blonde-haired, blue-eyed players, and you know there ain't no men complaining about that, right?
I don't think anybody's really watching women's soccer, to be honest. It's not, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to be the only American who goes out on a limb and says, I think that's one of the most boring games I've ever seen. Oh, maybe having blonde-haired white girls might make it a little bit more interesting. I don't know. I do think it's, I think it's intentional? No. Do I, and neither, let me just read it for a second. Let's see. Where is it?
It's terribly white, said one
it's
woman.
It's terribly white, they're saying. It's the English Women's World Cup team. This is the World Cup team. That's pretty impressive. They've been blasted for being too full of blonde-haired, blue-eyed players, and the establishment media continues to air openly racial attacks on the native population of the country. They're saying that the country itself isn't lily white, blonde, blue-eyed, but they're very diverse.
It is not.
England is not. It's a very diverse place. I mean, look, they let all sorts of people move in there illegally, is from my understanding. So it's very diverse, but they're offended, I guess, that this team doesn't reflect that. Now, who knows? I didn't take from their comments that they were alleging racism, but they certainly noticed it. And I think that that's the harm that the left does, is they're making us all have a focus on, who would have thought to look at the color of those girls other than the left? And then they bring our attention to it, and then we become more color focus. Are you insulted when you watch an American basketball team and they're predominantly black? Do you get bent out of shape?
No. As a matter of fact, the funny thing about it is I look at it and go, those are great players. I don't say those are great black players. Would they be a good team if they had more white players? Would they be a better team? I don't think of any of that crap.
Right. Where are the Asian guys on the NBA?
Ooh,
in the NBA?
Oh, there you go. Now you're really good.
It's just so unfair because we have Asian people in this country. They should be represented. I don't know. I don't know how they wound up with all blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls on the soccer team. I don't know if now they'll have affirmative action for soccer and bring in some. They'll bring in some physically challenged, some black players who, you know, I don't know. I don't know that this is a real problem. It's a problem that the left invents.
How many black hockey players do you think there are?
Exactly. There is one, though. There is one, and he's pretty good. Well, right. How many? Well, you know, in that old movie, and my daughter's working on a sequel to it, but the bobsled team, the Jamaican bobsled team, which is a very
hilarious.
Cute idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a very popular movie with John Candy.
But nobody sits around and goes, gee, you know what would make hockey better? If we had more black players.
Right.
You know what would make basketball better? If we had more white players. Same thing with football. I mean, if you probably look, and again, I'm going to get all kinds of racist emails, but I don't really care.
Oh, good.
When you look at some of these sports, for whatever reason, it's not a DNA thing, certain groups, aspire to be better basketball players, better football players, but whatever. Who cares what color they are?
I know. I mean, nobody really cares. But I do think rather than DNA, although, you know, the swimming thing could be questionable. you know, the story, you know, the thing about... No, I mean, we...
I'm laughing because somebody in the chat room said, so what are we supposed to do? Get a few black token players to ride the bench?
That's exactly what they would have us do. But then if they rode the bench, then that wouldn't be fair either. So they'd have to be equal to, even though if they stink, you know, if they were bad players, they'd still have to be the first string because it just never ends with the left. But I think where people, groups excel are sports that tend to be in their neighborhood. Basketball, right. We have basketball courts in the hood. We tend to play basketball. We don't necessarily have a place to go, you know, private swim clubs or tennis clubs.
It's funny you should say that because where I grew up in Boston, in the streets of Boston, you talk about the hood where I grew up, probably the equivalent in the way it's laid out. To your point, the only thing you could play was either basketball or hockey in the streets.
Right, street hockey.
Cars cleared the streets during the day. So those are the only two sports we really were able to play.
Yep. Yeah, it depends on where you're from. It doesn't has nothing to do with racism. They are telling us that everything is racist. And we're just, you know what, folks, you've got to stand up and say, shut up, you're being stupid, and just move on. Don't even entertain their conversation. Because they can turn everything into to racism.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of which, apparently more black cyclists die because of a racial divide. Is what I'm being told. But when you dive into the story, that they're saying that more black people are dying, more black bicyclists are dying, because they often live in areas that don't have bike trails or bike lanes, or even shoulders to the streets where they can ride their bikes without having any kind of trouble. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so is that a black thing? Do we really drill down? There are other groups more than black that live in areas that don't have bike lanes, that don't have shoulders on the road, that, you know, am I being insensitive?
No, that's the left once again saying that black people are too stupid to know how to ride a bike.
Safely.
Safely. No, the left always, we can't get
oh, yeah,
licenses.
Right. Yep.
We can't get IDs. We can't do anything. We can't find our way to the voting booth. Thank goodness we have a party that will take care of us. We can't feed our families.
Yep.
We can't get in college. Thank goodness.
I'm always just floored by that. And then if you get somebody, and I'm not picking on all college people, but then you get somebody that has a PhD in something, and they always come and say, that's because you don't understand. You don't understand the undertones for these groups and how they've been held down for so long. So they can't get out of the city. If they could get out of the city, then maybe they could go to a suburb where they have bike lanes and this and that. And they go, stop.
Okay, well, if this article, and I don't know, if this article is talking about cyclists as in sport cyclists, I can guarantee you that black people who are cyclists are not cycling down Figueroa and 75th Street, and that is exactly what our Martin Luther King Boulevard, to a certain extent, because once you go up away, it turns into, you know, real into Culver City. But the cyclists go where they go to Paseos, they go to tracks, they go to where bicycle lanes are, they go to where they are not traveling down Florence and Normandy. Now you do see people on bicycles, but those. Those are guys, half of them are riding on the sidewalk. They're riding those little, you know, banana bicycles.
Oh, I'm grown. Yeah, hey, don't make fun of those. I had one of those. Stop that.
You weren't a grown man riding one. In the hood, there'll be a grown man riding on a banana bicycle. And
listen, I'm sorry to say, I don't care what hood you're in, but if you're a grown man riding a banana bike, I want to know who you stole it from. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, we got
to go because we're at the top of the hour. When we come back, I may want to touch on this again because it's really interesting. That in the end of the article, they talk about the problem is that these people are regulated to low-income property.
Whoa.
Be back in a few minutes. We will look all far. Sonia and Joe will be back with you after the break.